Welcome, everyone. This is Sasha, sashatalks.com. Thank you for joining us on BBS Radio today. We're going to jump into our topic, and it is, are you in your dominion? Keep in mind that all content shared on this show and on the Sasha Talks platform adheres to the terms of service and disclaimers of Sasha Talks. Today, we're going to topically look at the concept and the rhetorical question, are you in your dominion? The word dominion has several meanings. I'm not going to look at it through the lens of theology today. I am exploring the topic through the lens of self-development and humanity. What is dominion? Dominion means having authority, control over, it could be a population, a land, but for the sake of us looking into self-development and how we could better ourselves, how you have authority over yourself, over your life. Now we're talking about adhering to obligations of self-care that could help you elevate yourself in your life performance and how you engage in life, how you engage with people and opportunities and blessings that come into your path. This is not about taking over something or taking over someone or a group of people. So dominion here has to do with how you manage yourself. Do you have authority in how you regulate your self-care? What are some examples of dominion in this sense? It would have to do with, do you take care of your physical form, your body, your health, your wellness? What do you put in your body? What do you put on your body? Who and what surrounds your body? What type of environment do you situate your body among? How do you take care of your mind? Do you pay attention to what you listen to, what you read, what you see? All of those examples feed your mind, and you are your thoughts. The good thing is you could change your thoughts. We will revisit that. Another example of dominion would be, how well do you manage the resources in your life? Are you careless of the resources that get channeled into your life, whether you work for it, whether you inherited it, or whether you just receive it? What do you do with it? Do you have any respect for the blessings that come in your path, or are you irresponsible with it? So, how is dominion applied in our lives? That comes down to the type of relationships we choose to bring into our life, whether it could be your social life, who are your friends, you are the company that you keep, who are the type of people you choose to work for. Now, I understand you don't always get to choose who you work with, but you do have, to a certain degree, choices among which you could pick from for where you want to work, who are the type of people you're looking for. I do understand that there are times where you just have to make a decision to take care of your needs, but still, if you are going to be investing your time over an extended period of time in an environment, you want to pay attention to who are the type of people that you're working among. Are they ambitious? Are they encouraging? Is it a place of toxicity? Sometimes you might get your paycheck, but then at the same time, your growth is being stunted because you're not completely in your dominion. You're fulfilling one part of your life, which is very honorable of being a provider. And at the other spectrum, you may be compromising a part of who you are, not because you're doing the type of work that may go against your values, but you're slowing down in your self-development and growth because you want to be around more like-minded people, whether they come from a place of similar values, a place of encouragement. There are environments that encourage you to grow. They might be a little bit too hyper-ambitious. And then on the other hand, there might be places where they don't really encourage people to grow. And it's not personal. It's not that they don't care. It's just a place of what you see is what you get. And there's nothing wrong with it. But as civilians, it is our job to figure out who we are, what we need, what we want. There are going to be seasons in life where all of your needs will be taken care of, but your wants, you got to work for it. You got to get into the mindset. Sometimes people go through all of the actions, but they lack the mindset. They lack the belief. So going back to dominion, do you have authority over what you believe in your heart, in your mind? Because what you believe in your mind and heart will eventually get reflected in your physical form. either be show signs of health or there are going to be seasons of life where we might not be optimally reflecting our inner wellness and joy outward. But the good news is you could always start with a clean slate and a decision that you will honor yourself starting today. You don't have to wait till New Year's. You don't have to wait till a month from now. This is not about saving up money and making a change. This has to do with your inner programming, your hardwire, your hardwiring, your manufacturer setting. If you don't like the settings that you're operating off of because you know you weren't born that way, but somehow you life took you in different directions and out of the A sudden you wake up one morning and you realize this is not really who I am. I know I could do better. We all could do better, and we all could do better together. How do you cultivate dominion in your life? Meaning, how do you get back into being grounded and being able to make good decisions that serve you, that serve your loved ones? When you take care of yourself, you're better at taking care of other people. How do you align with your highest purpose? Now, I want to remind people that I'm looking at it outside of the lens of theology because if I were to cover the theological aspect of it, we could really be addressing this for the next 4 or 5 hours at a minimum. When I talk about the higher purpose, it has to do with you finding ways of investing time. And I'm not talking about an hour a day, but getting alone time, even for 5, 10 minutes, if you are always surrounded by the noise and the distractions of life, of silence. Figure out who you are. Figure out what you like, what you don't like. What makes you uncomfortable? What brings you joy? What just automatically motivates you to go out and try out new things? What are your sources of inspiration? And you're going to figure out what are the types of people and the environment and things that no longer serve you well and you've outgrown it. Acknowledging that and deciding that you will move in a new direction is a good way of exercising dominion in your life. You don't want to rely on other people to tell you who you are. It doesn't matter. You don't have to. You can solicit guidance from siblings, family, your childhood friend, people who are nice, but not all nice people are well-meaning. If you give anybody a platform to share an opinion, whether they know the topic or not, they'll probably, I would say 9 out of 10 times, they'll say something just for the sake of saying something. But this is your life. You get one life to live. It's a one-way street, and you want to do your best. Figure out who you are, what you like, what you don't like, and it's okay to outgrow people. It's okay to outgrow opportunities. It's okay to take on a decision and you try it out for a respectable amount of time and you go, I gave it my all because you didn't enter it to try it out, but you learned something from it. It's an event in your life. The event in your life cannot define your entire life. It's a part of your life. So let it be a snapshot of a season of your life, but what did you learn from it? And then do your best to heal, to take the lessons, and then move on. People learn lessons in all different aspects of their life. It could be family, business, finances, emotions, facing fears, starting new endeavors. You're going to have successes, you're going to have failures. Failures are part of the success that exists out there. You can't have one without the other. You don't get to pick and choose. So figure out your higher purpose. Next would be another way to cultivate dominion in your life would be overcome challenges with faith and action. And when I say faith, there are many people that I cross paths with. Some do believe in religion and some do not. But one thing that they most of them encompass is faith, whether it's faith in themselves, but when I say faith in themselves, not in a godly sense where they worship themselves, but faith in something greater than themselves, the universe, your creator, life. Now, believing is one part of the formula, but just sitting there and praying and believing and meditating or focusing on a goal, that is powerful, but not as powerful as following it through with intentful action. Now, intentful mindset should precede the intentful action. Because if you're just reacting to life, then you're not really responding to what needs attention. And I also touched upon earlier about how you exercise authority over your physical being, your physical form, health. Keep in mind, I'm not looking at it through the lens of superficiality. I'm looking at it as nurturing your body. You want to feed it life-giving sources. Your emotional health. Are you a grounded person or are you very impulsive? Are you temperamental? Are you someone where people are walking around feeling like they're walking on eggshells? Are you that invisible landmine? People are walking around you, but nobody knows when you're going to go off. If you're going to be temperamental and impulsive, there's a certain degree of dominion that is obviously lacking in your being at the moment. If you happen to fall in that category, that's okay, but what are you going to do about it? Because over a span of time, that is not only a blind spot, that becomes a huge liability, not only for you, whether you like it or not, or whether you agree with it or not, but for people around you, whether they're in coexisting with you in the workplace, in relationships, or you're just an acquaintance to somebody. Nobody wants to be on the receiving end of that nonsense because those behaviors and low vibrations do snowball into bigger problems over time. And for those who do engage in a spiritual life, what type of dominion are you developing in that area? Are you seeking a higher calling, a higher purpose? How are you applying the dominion in your life as a steward to help other people out there? You don't have to be perfect in order to help other people out there, but at the same token, within the different industries and spheres I exist among, there are charlatans. There are competent people, and then there are those that should not be practicing any profession out there because their compass is broken and they're going out and doing more harm. So regardless of your profession, be realistic about what you do well and what you do not do well. Now, some things that you don't do well, you could improve at and become more competent at, but do not go out walking around saying that you are one size fits all, because for those who may not know, and they may be naive, you're actually doing more harm than good. So be respect, I would say, be respectful, but be more responsible when you go out exercising your dominion. And if you lack dominion in your life, you're not going to be any better at exercising dominion out there by being of service. All I would say on that end is just know that karma knows what you're up to. Moving along, I talked about self-regulation earlier and emotional regulation. Self-regulation does not only have to do with emotional regulation, but self-discipline. How do you take care of your mind? What are you learning? What are you doing with your time? Because time cannot be traded, it cannot be bought back, it cannot roll over like your phone minutes. Time is unfolding right here, right now. In the spiritual realm, life exists in eternity. In the physical realm, we exist within the concept of time and space. Time has been ongoing, but we as humans have finite time. So self-discipline about your thoughts. Do your words align with their actions? What are your words? Are they life-giving words, or is there a lot of negativity, skepticism, cynicism, bringing yourself down and then bringing your environment down because of all of your negativity? And part of your self-discipline may be impacted by the company that you keep. So don't get too comfortable in life, because sometimes when people get too comfortable in life, they think that their way of being is the optimal way of living. And we all know that there are many different ways of living. And keep in mind, you have the best gift out there that the Creator has given you, the gift of free will. And it comes with a great responsibility, because when you make decisions, decisions have consequences for better and worse. But you have to make those decisions to find out what unfolds next. And when it comes to self-discipline, let me touch upon accountability and responsibility. There are too many people out there who brush off the accountability part. They'd rather have someone else make those decisions. So when they pan out, it's like, I did it. But when they don't pan out, you always think it's easier to point fingers at someone else who made that decision for you. That is not how you strengthen dominion. That's not how you nurture it. And that's just not good for you or anyone around you. Self-development. Do you continue learning? That doesn't mean you have to be in some institutionalized setting to learn. Learning comes in all different forms. Do you have a mentor? Do you belong to some social group or a community? Are you an autodidact where you teach yourself? There are so many different ways of learning new things in life. Go out, live your life. The best teacher is living. You don't have to carry a book, but be mindful of the type of people you welcome into your path and how you apply your resources. Which brings us to the rhetorical question, are you in charge of your life at the moment? I'm not talking about two people that are dating and they find it romantic that the other person's making the decisions. I'm talking about you, regardless of who's in your life or who makes up your family or what type of job you have or what type of profession. Are you in charge of your life? And of course, for the sake of simplicity, I'm covering today people of sound mind and health. Well, there are a few ways to implement dominion in your daily life. Mind your thoughts. Thoughts become things, and things means physical manifestation. Do not apply words in your day-to-day speech, which holds doubt. Speak in affirmative ways that are positive. I'm not saying deny your reality, acknowledge it, but then focus on the solution. Every time you complain, you are reaffirming the things that you're complaining about. So those things are going to linger and linger and linger because every time you bring it up after acknowledging it the first time, it says you're hitting that buzzer over and over again saying, I want it, I want it, I want it. So the only way you're going to embrace the solution is by divorcing yourself from the negativity and focusing on the solution. Often I say either you're part of the problem or you're the part of the solution. Which one are you? You're not, you can't be on the fence. The lines of neutrality in life don't last for too long. Pick a side. If you don't pick the side, your behaviors and your language will pick the side and everyone will know. Mind your emotions. Again, the amount of people that I've met through the work I do for business and this other side would be with the counseling through Sasha Talks only, a lot of people put themselves in the danger zone because of their lack of emotional regulation. And when you're not grounded emotionally, you're not able to think straight, you're hysterical. And if you engage in histrionics, I don't even work with you, nor do I take you seriously. So it doesn't matter. But you have to be grounded in order to be open to receiving sensible solutions, whether you think of them yourself or you're working with other people to help you guide you along to move forward. The goal is to move forward and onward. Now, if you take four steps forward, two steps back, it's okay. Life happens to all of us. But if you take two steps back, the goal should be to again go four steps forward and slowly move in the right direction. And the only way you can move in the right direction is that you are willing to seek that. No one can make you do it. No one's going to carry you and bring you to the finish line. And even if somebody did, I'm pretty convinced that it will be only a matter of time. You're going to just find yourself reverting back to what your body, your mind feels comfortable to be calling home. Get a hold of your emotions. It's amazing. In the last 2, 3 years, there have been a few books that I have featured on Authors by Sasha that focus on emotional regulation because that is one of the culprits that could help us ascend to new heights or regress in ways that could end up damaging some parts of our lives. You could rebuild, but still, why do you want to regress? And the only way you could understand your emotions is by actually doing some of your own shadow work to understand what happened, under what conditions do you feel a certain way. And when you do shadow work, you learn many things that impress you about yourself, but at the same time, you learn a lot of things that may be lurking in the dark, and we all have it in our closets that makes you question why do you feel the way you do under these circumstances, or why do you react this way when this plays out? Why do you respond in a different manner when certain people are engaging you? This goes back to figuring out who you are. Most people, when they acknowledge their lack of emotional regulation, it stems from somewhere. I'm not here to tell you why you are the way you are. That is your responsibility. Next, guard your heart. Often people say, guard your mind, guard your mind. And I know I've talked about mindset, about how do you program your mind? And it does take work if you have been a creature of habit to override new conditioning, but you have to condition yourself every day at a cadence that will work with you to help you move forward to garner the results that you're seeking. When you guard your heart, the heart is the source of our speech, our demeanor, and it could dictate your destiny. It might be a mouthful. Over the years, I have referenced this book two or three times, Supplications of the Heart. And this one was, I came across at a foreign bookshop, and it talks about how the heart, the literal heart and the metaphorical heart, is the nucleus of our existence in each human body, of how we function, how we think, how we feel, how we coexist in society. It traces back to our ailments, which has to do with the metaphorical emotions, positive and negative. When people speak, is a good portion of whatever comes out of their mouth is hardwired and traces back to the heart. So what is in the heart will eventually come out the lips sooner or later. And if you pay attention to how you speak, ask yourself, are you on the positive end or are you just on the negative end? And I would say strip your language of any colorful language, any naughty language, any sarcastic language, any humor, and look at the words for at their raw value. What you're saying, why are you saying it, and who are you saying it to? And if you're saying it to the company that you keep and your company isn't so great, then you might need some work to do. But pay attention to your heart. Mind your actions. Do your words and actions align for the higher good? This is more about alignment. There are many people who offer lip service. I often say niceness is lip service. Goodness speaks through actions. That is something I learned when I was 13, and it has carried with me wherever I go. Most people do not know how to initiate a conversation. They don't know how to close a conversation. Sometimes they might close a conversation by offering false hope because they don't know better. But you could be different from the crowd and learn how to engage in mature conversations, know how to initiate them, know how to nurture them, and know how to close a conversation without giving a stranger false hope. So mind your actions. Do your words and actions align for the higher good? And when I say close a conversation without giving someone false hope, that does not mean be rude, be blunt, be vicious. You could still be a good human being who could speak with kindness and softness. And when you speak with kindness, it does not make you weak. I am in the people business, and I realize I've been working in the people business for so long that I have encountered many different types of situations where I could run a permutation on both ends, on the receiving and the giving. And they've been all very welcome lessons over the decades. And I will say, kindness is not a weakness as long as you pay attention. It may be a gift of yours, but just because you're kind does not mean that you extend that kindness to anybody. You have to apply discernment, which goes back to, are you in your dominion? Are you in charge of your life? And when you're left alone with your own thoughts without all of the noise and questionable characters you might surround yourself with. What is that answer? I want you to ponder on it with your heart, not your mind, because your mind could talk you into good ideas, but your mind could also talk you into the dungeon. And getting out of that dungeon might take some effort and time. Next, honor your word, take accountability, and follow through with what you say. It builds character and it strengthens your relationship. There's a reason where some people get hung up on it's just who you know. You might know somebody, but they're not the end all. You're still responsible for living your life, making your decisions, pulling your weight, because you can know all the people in the world, but if you are a crooked character yourself, not many people are going to be putting their name next to you. So remember, it's a double-edged sword, and you also have to look at yourself in the mirror. This is why we're focusing on how can we become better in the process. Next, be a steward in life. We are the vessels through which we channel the Creator and the universe's resources, the blessings, the gifts. Sometimes there might be a guide, a messenger. Some people may think it's a miracle when you pray for it or you ask for it, a miracle arrives. A miracle is something that may not be a byproduct, a miraculous happening that does not adhere to any linear rationale. And I came across a book, I cannot recall the name of it, but it talked about don't pray for miracles, change your mindset, and the miracles will happen. That's even more powerful. You change your mindset and the miracles may happen. That is the example of becoming more in your dominion. And keep in mind, there are different ways of people welcoming dominion into their life and how they practice it. One size does not fit all. And I touched upon this earlier, had to do with continue learning to become a better human being. Are you a better person than you were a year ago? Are you a better person from 5 years ago? Are you a more evolved human being from 10 years ago? Has anything changed in your life for the better in the last week? There has to be at least one good thing that happened to you. Continue learning, and I've done a separate segment on a different platform in my past that focuses on learning. And I talk about there's so much information out there nowadays that information is created by the people for the people. And I also include myself. I ask audience members to be responsible that when you sample information, to keep an open mind, but also have the filters in your brain to know that if it's something serious that you're researching, you might want to cross-reference it or seek out the proper professional who could guide you. Not everything that you may be looking for may be free, and not everything free is good for you out there. That's why I always extend my friendly guidance of pay attention to what you're seeking and whom you're seeking it with and from. This is not about anyone being good or bad. This just has to do with the reality of life that when there's a lot of information out there, you don't know what is legit and what may be just made up. Because there are people out there and we are human beings. There's a certain degree of innocence and naiveness that exists in all of us. And it doesn't matter how long you've been living or what you do for a living, that if there's a time of need or maybe vulnerability, somebody may be very quick on reacting to the information that comes their way and taking action and acting upon it. For those reasons, I ask kindly that apply discernment. I know most of you have good judgment, and if you lack good judgment, you may want to seek out someone that you respect highly to guide you along if you are fortunate enough to have someone that is reliable. Just because somebody might be out there does not mean that they are any more better or knowledgeable than a person that you may not be crossing paths with. Now, on a lighter note, if there are any testimonials you would like to share regarding your own experiences with Dominion, any transformations that you have gone through in your life in the recent years, whether it has to do with relationships, business, career transformations, life makeovers, welcoming blessings into your life, outgrowing your past. I look forward to reading your testimonials. You're welcome to go to sashatalk.com, click on the contact page, and shoot me a note. I look forward to that hello and/or testimonial. Until next time, I wish you well. Have a blessed week. Be good, be safe, and be blessed. Until next time.